This recording, Saudi Arabia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of bread, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering for a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only accept to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that etc. Goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and hug, so it would take comfort to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently strung the goose's lower back with her plum, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her offers were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the fit's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an official treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either fixed or either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire, lower through, it was a fair price for a car.
I like life here in America. But sometimes I miss my my friend, especially my small sister, because she's very shy. When she see me, she can't talk to me. I know I'm her brother, but she can't talk to me. I don't know for that. I put her picture in all my room. I can't I can't wait to see her again, but I'm trying to do anything for forget missing her. Sometime I going to my friend apartment for play or for talking for anything about studying here. I think it's nice, but there is a lot of homework. There's when you have a lot of homework, you can't study. You can't just. I feel I am here just for doing my homework, not for studying.